25th Sunday, Year A, in Ordinary Time. The first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 6 to 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way, and the wicked his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God, who is generous in forgiving, and my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. The second reading from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 26 to 24 and 27a. Brothers and sisters, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I shall choose. I am caught between the two. I long to depart this life and be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. Only conduct yourself in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 to 16a. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw Arthur standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You two go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is dirt." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found Arthur standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one had hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also get the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "The last one worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily ways? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the true wisdom. Human beings were created for wisdom. They continue to search for the best solution for all problems in life. Many philosophers had dedicated their entire life to research, to advertise, and to sacrifice for their ideas. For example, Plato, Descartes, Karl Marx, Frederick Hegel, their ideas were welcomed for a while and then faded because they cannot solve all problems in life. There is only one book that continues to exist and to be learned by people of all generations, which is the scripture, because it provides solutions for all problems in life. This is not a surprise, because scripture is God's wisdom. Today's reading emphasizes God's wisdom. In the first reading, Isaiah stretched God's wisdom is above all human wisdom. He said, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. In the second reading, St. Paul is ready to accept suffering and death, considered as absurd by the world, to preach the gospel, the good news. In the gospel, Jesus gave an example to illustrate God's generosity and mercy to all, especially those are in need. Second analysis, the first reading. God's wisdom is high above all human wisdom. The prophet Isaiah compared God's wisdom with human wisdom in treating wicked people. According to human way, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. See Exodus chapter 21, verse 24. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 20. Those who kill the innocent people must also be killed. They cannot be forgiven. According to God's way, He does not want the wicked people to die, but want them to repent and to live. Human beings have a tendency of analogous thinking. They view their way of thinking and standards to apply for God. Isaiah denounced this analogy by proclaiming God's oracle. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, say the Lord. There exist not only differences, but many times they are also totally opposite between God and human wisdom. Isaiah gave an image to illustrate. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. Second reading. Saint Paul, wisdom, he wanted to suffer and to die for the good news. Human beings yield to avoid suffering and death. But Paul wanted to suffer for the good news and to hope for death to witness for Christ. There is a reason behind the behavior. To people who have no faith, that is the end. There is nothing after death. To Saint Paul, death is a profit because he will be co-glorified with God in Christ. Even Paul would like to die to come to God, but because of his eagerness to preach the good news, he wanted to live on to benefit for people. He divided between to live and to die. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I shall choose. Paul wanted to live on to serve God's people and to suffer for Christ. At the same time, he wanted to die so that he will be with Christ, which he is always looking for. Out of charity for people, he wants to remain in this world to help them. Finally, he concludes that he does not have to worry to make a choice, but to put completely his faith in God's providence. The reason for that is found in another place, where he said, "None of earth lives to himself, and none of earth dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be the Lord both of the dead and of the living." See Romans chapter 14, verse 7 to 9. He advises the Philippians, so long as they live, they should not be worried about to live or to die, but live a worthy life of the good news which they received. They must be firm in faith, have the same spirit, fight together to protect faith and the good news. Third, the gospel. God's mercy and human jealousy. The third point. God's mercy. He wants everyone to work for a living. There are some important things we must know to understand today's gospel. The working hour in Palestine is from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. The first hour is 6 a.m. The third hour is 9 a.m. The sixth hour is 12 p.m. The ninth hour is 3 p.m. The 11th hour is 5 p.m. And the 12th hour is 6 p.m. and the end of working day. Worker for hire. They work depending on daily need. When there is no work, they have no money for living. They yield to gather in public places such as a market or a public square so that owners are easy to recognize them. The daily wage is one denarius, about $8. This is a minimum amount for a family to live in a day. The harvest for grapes in Palestine is September. All grapes must be gathered before the rainy season comes. If not, grapes will be destroyed by water. The owner of a vineyard have an urgent need for workers, even though they can work only a few hours a day. Jesus compared the kingdom of God as the landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. There are some who were hired from the beginning of day, some were hired at the third, the sixth, or ninth hour. Some were worked only 1 hour. The main point in this parable is that all were called to work, not only for few people. The ones who were hired late, not because they are lazy, but because no one hired them. Such is also true for the kingdom of God. There are those God chose them from the beginning as Jewish people. There are some who got in when Jesus sent his disciples out to preach the good news, like the Syrian, the Lebanese, the Turkey. There are some who got in because of the works of the missionary, such as the Chinese, Vietnamese, and Japanese. Last, there are still some who were chosen before the last judgment. Second point, God's generosity. The landowner wanted to pay everyone equally because he wanted all of them have enough money to live. He was not unjust because he was already agreeing with them for the usual daily ways. Such is also true in God's plan of salvation. God is not unjust to the Jews when he opened his plan of salvation to all the Gentiles. Third, human jealousy. Those who were high from the beginning of their thought they would receive more than those who worked later. When they found out they also get the usual way, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "The last one worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day burden and the heat." In reply, the landowner said, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily way? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" The landowner's treatment must be a warning to disciples. They cannot demand privilege because they are Jesus' disciples from the beginning. It is also a warning to the Jews. They cannot despise the Gentiles that they are not worthy to enter the kingdom of God. It is also a warning to all of us. We cannot demand to be treated as special ones because we follow the God more zeal or we work for him harder. In the eyes of faith, a child who died when he just lived a few days in the world can enter heaven as the elder who lived to 100 years old. Four point. What is the motivation when one works for God? If a man works for a wage or a reward, he already got the compensation when the receiver paid him a wage or a reward in this life. But if a man works because of his love for God and his people, he will be rewarded by God in the life to come. Those who worked from the beginning of a day, they make an agreement with the landowner. Those who worked late, they obeyed the landowner's command and relied completely in his generosity and mercy. Application in life. We must always remember, never apply human standards to God in our thinking, judging, or acting. If we want to acquire wisdom, there is no human wisdom can be compared to God. We must spend time to learn about God's wisdom through scriptures, instead of spending time on human books of wisdom. To live is to live for God and for others. To die is to come to God. We should not fear even death to be a witness for Christ. We must have compassion and generosity at God in our treatment for human beings. Not that only to be fair, we should not demand privileges because we come first, and not zealous when others were given privileges. We work because we love God and others, not of any other causes. If we work for other causes, we are already receive compensation in this life. If we work out of love for God and others, God is the one who knows all secrets. He will return favor to us abundantly. Amen.